In storm-ravaged Panama City, a new crisis is emerging: housing. Across the city, evictions are taking place as apartment complexes and rental units are condemned. Many of these are rent-controlled and income-based. That's leaving hundreds of people scrambling for places to go. For some, there's nowhere to go. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Panama City Housing Authority's website has a sign up on its homepage.
If you live at Masolina or Fletcher Black, all residents have been requested to relocate. If you live at any of our other communities and your apartment has been heavily damaged, unfortunately, you will be required to relocate as well.
The Housing Authority says half of its 600 units have been damaged by the storm. Its phones are down, and it's directing residents to reach out to FEMA. It's also told people they have only days to vacate the premises. The Housing Authority serves poor residents, many of whom cannot afford to just pack up and go. Tanja Graham is one of them.
We live in low housing because I don't have the money right now to afford a regular house. Like, so that was a home that I built for my children, which was taken away in a disaster. And then to have to leave unwillingly and, like, forcefully, without anywhere to go, without any money, without any resources on anything, is messed up. Like, I have nowhere to go.
Hurricane Michael destroyed the Macedonia Gardens apartment that she, her two young children, and elderly parents lived in. While Macedonia Gardens is not under the oversight of the Panama City Housing Authority, it is considered affordable housing, and it's subsidized by the federal government. Graham got a letter telling her she had 72 hours to leave. It was taped to the doors in the middle of the night shortly after the storm.
There still has not been any information given, even though they gave us this notice to 72 hours to evacuate. There was not any legal document stating that we had to leave. There was no legal anything, just a piece of paper stating that we had 72 hours to go. I don't have anywhere to go with my kids.
Graham is presently living in her father's truck with her two young children and her parents. She can't get to a shelter because her checking account is overdrawn, there's no money for gas, and the truck has a broken axle.
You're aware of what's going on with the evictions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already been over to several of the complexes. Yeah. Personally, we've had people going over there. And we just heard from the mayor today of Panama City.
Legal Services of North Florida's litigation director, Scott Mannion.
Basically, he said that he had told the sheriff not to move anybody out of their apartments. Mm. There's a crisis over there. The whole city is, there's 10,000 people without a place to live. All the daycare centers are destroyed. All the nursing homes are destroyed. They can't find any of the teachers. They can't get the schools open. It's a crisis.
The lack of housing only adds to that crisis. Damage to several low-income housing complexes means some are in the process of being condemned. But Mannion says even under that circumstance, tenants still have rights.
There's no three-day notice. Mm-hmm. Only the tenant has the power to terminate the lease and get their security deposit back when there's a disaster. Unless there's something else, if their lease was over with, which I doubt it'd be over with in the middle of the month or the end of the month.
Tanja Graham's apartment complex referred her to one in New Orleans as a possible housing option. But when she called, she says the manager had no idea what she was talking about. And that raises another issue. When government-subsidized housing becomes unlivable, owners and landlords are obligated to help their tenants relocate.
And there are processes in place that streamline the ability for owners to place their tenants in other similar available units throughout the communities.
Barbara Ezell is head of the property section of the Florida Bar. Federal law makes provisions on what to do when properties have been condemned, which is happening now in Panama City. But Ezell says those three-day notices telling people to leave, those are likely illegal. And even if a property has been condemned, a formal eviction notice still has to be issued.
They have to go through the Florida eviction process. They can't just tell you to go. If you go voluntarily, that's one thing, but they can't. They would have to go through the legal process for eviction.
Both legal services of North Florida's Mannion and Ezell say the best thing for these residents is to stay put and contact FEMA. The federal agency provides temporary housing for hotels and longer-term rental assistance. But it's one or the other, not both, says FEMA spokeswoman Nikki Gaskins.
Exactly. But if you get rental assistance, understand that when that grant money is provided to you, you could use that money for a hotel. So basically, for rental assistance, if you get rental assistance, you can use the money for a hotel. You can use the money for an apartment, obviously, a home, even an RV, anywhere where you can live.
The temporary shelter assistance, called TSA, is good for up to 14 days. Yet the list of participating hotels on FEMA's website does not show any in the immediate Panama City area. And there are only about 20 in the entire panhandle. Hotel participation in the program is voluntary. And Gaskins says people may have to travel far to find a place. The same is true for those who get the longer-term rental assistance.
We want to encourage people, like, if they need a place to stay, you do have options. They may not be ideal option, but there are options out there. The first is to apply with FEMA if you think you need to. And then that's going to get the ball rolling, and it's going to help you help determine whether you qualify for maybe the TSA program or potentially rental assistance.
That rental assistance is what Tanja Graham is waiting for. She says she was told her check was mailed October 23rd, and she's hoping it comes soon.
Yes, ma'am, hopefully. That's hopefully, because I called several times and they've given me several different answers.
The Panama City Housing Authority says half of its 450 apartments will likely be condemned. The letter Tanja Graham received from her landlord says of the 600 properties the company owns in the area, almost all on the city side will also have to be condemned. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.